The Rise of the Black Bear. Welcome and hello again, everyone, for Tennessee Home and Farm Radio. I'm Lee Maddox.
We've been having increasing issues with black bear over the last 10 or 15 years.
You know, many residents in Tennessee, and in particular East Tennessee, are seeing a growing population of black bears. There's even been sightings this year in urban areas of Cookeville and even Davidson County. UT Extension agent Rick Thomason in Johnson County says the bears are really starting to cause more problems for farmers.
Farmers have been having a lot of their corn crops destroyed. There are a lot of farms having to move their corn fields or can't grow corn in certain areas. Also, our beekeepers have issues with bears, keeping the bears out of the bees and some of the fruit crops.
Rick Thomason says his farmers are looking for better answers to control the population. Black bears are protected, but permits can be obtained from TWRA and bears shot if they are found damaging property. Johnson County resident Huey Long says he thinks the population has gotten out of control and other measures are needed.
They're everywhere in Shady Valley. Like he said, they're coming in on people's porches, wrecking our houses, trying to get in the house. Some cases, they've literally come in the house. We just have a problem and don't know which way to turn.
Well, it's estimated there are some 5,000 black bears in Tennessee from a 2017 study, but new data are being collected. And there's a lot of useful information at bearwise.org on how to live responsibly with bears. TWRA's statewide black bear program leader Dan Gibb says, first of all, make sure there's nothing for bears to eat outside of your house. And if you happen upon a black bear,
just stop. Make sure the bear knows you're there. Make some noise. Make sure you're kind of make yourself look a little bit bigger. Throw your hands up in the air and yell at it. Clap your hands. Make some sort of noise. And then just back away slowly and let the bear move on.
A lot more activity for black bears in the fall as they prepare for hibernation. Again, to learn more, go to bearwise.org. For Tennessee Home and Farm Radio, I'm Lee Maddox.